I'm Steve Miller reporting. Wednesday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his coalition government is stable and dismissed a police recommendation he be indicted for corruption on two separate cases. Robert Berger has more.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu allegedly accepted nearly $300,000 in gifts from two Jewish billionaires, including cigars, cognac, and jewelry. Police say he also bargained with an Israeli newspaper publisher for more positive news coverage. In exchange, Netanyahu allegedly promised to advance the interests of his benefactors. Under Israeli law, he is not required to resign. The final decision on an indictment rests with the Attorney General, but that could take up to a year. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
South African police have raided the residential compound of a business family suspected of using its ties to President Jacob Zuma to influence cabinet appointments and land state contracts. A neighbor commented on the raid.
Finally, something's being done about it. Yeah. And, these guys must get out of our country. They must leave us alone. They've done enough damage now.
The Guptas deny any wrongdoing. The Speaker of South Africa's parliament wants to hold a motion of no confidence against President Jacob Zuma on Thursday afternoon. Zuma says he is being victimized. Dutch Foreign Minister Halbe Zijlstra resigned Tuesday after admitting he had lied about attending a 2006 meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Zijlstra said he has decided to step down because the foreign minister's credibility must be beyond doubt. This is VOA News. The trial continued in Yangon on Wednesday of two Reuters journalists charged with illegally handling government secrets.